And a very pleasant good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's broadcast of Sunday Night Live. We are broadcasting from the auditorium of Cornerstone Church, 601 Main Street in Wheeler, Texas. Your hosts for this program is the one, the only, my friend Mark Meek. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Jim.
How are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good, and how about you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking, because you knew that's what I was going to say.
So what number week are we on the show?
Well, you've only missed a couple. We are on week number 3 of the year of 2022, my friend.
I thought that would be an easy one because you have a deal to look at.
Yeah, but I can just count. You know, it's the only month we've had. Surely I didn't mess it up.
So. Yeah, that one's good. It's good to be on the air tonight.
Well, it's good to have you here. You know who your co-host is. That would be Natalie Thomas.
Well, hello. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. How are you, Natalie?
I am good. You know, you was talking about what show we were on, and all this time I just thought Jim knew. And then he gave out the secret that he actually had a thing back there that told him what show we were on.
Well, some people have genius in disguise.
Well, and he is a genius. I do believe that. And so that's why that was really easy for me to believe. That was the easy thing to believe about Jim.
Sometimes a little knowledge carries you a long ways.
It does.
Life. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, well, I said, I'm avoiding commenting. You go, guys, go ahead.
I noticed that you're not saying a word over there.
I'm trying to set your timer for you.
So. Oh, good. We need that. Well, Mark, it's so good to hear your voice. You're sounding really good. I'm excited to have you to join me and host with me tonight, since you are the host. And I want to go ahead and here in the church with us, I've got Kim and Gage Angeli here to join us tonight. And we want to welcome you two here tonight.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks again.
We're excited to be back. It's always a good time.
I know it. Well, it was like my post on Facebook. I said, they're cool. They're fun. You won't want to miss it.
You know, that's pretty high set right there. I'm going to try to be super cool tonight.
Okay.
Gage, you try to be super fun. It's going to work.
It's going to go good.
So I'm having a hard time figuring out who's saying what. Your lady voices sound very, very similar in my ear. So,
do I need to speak lower?
You want me to speak a little higher?
We could always just say, you know, whenever we make a comment and say, hello, Mark, this is Kim, over.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. You got to have that at the end.
Got to have the squelch.
Exactly.
Well, Mark, you should know, because Natalie is on the right and Kim is on the left.
I'll remember that one.
You'll miss that. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. And yeah. She looks amazing tonight. I mean, she got all dressed up for this radio broadcast.
I
so
did.
So just, you know, you should be able to pick her out with this awesome outfit on.
Thanks for that.
I've got a webcam that I'm trying to figure out, and we might just put that on there, and so everybody's going to have to dress up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
I can't wear my house shoes anymore.
Uh-oh, this is Kim.
Yeah, those Walmart pajamas are out.
Darn. Well, Gay, did you hear that? No Walmart pajamas.
Yes,
this is badly out.
Affect me bad.
Gage is the only one appropriately dressed for your standards there, Mark. He's the only one without Walmart pajamas on. Sorry, Jim. I can only see the top half of you.
Oh, yeah. He's in the, you know, the official booth there, so we can't see him. So,
he probably has on a pair of jeans.
Oh, look. He does. A collared shirt, jeans, nice shoes.
Yeah. There you go.
I mean, he's looking respectable up there now.
Super. Looking good, Jim.
Well, he must have been somewhere fancy before he came to the radio.
Yeah, it was called church this morning.
Oh.
You know what my Wednesdays are like. My Sundays are like, my friend. You know that. So
nothing like dressing down for the afternoon.
Well, to be honest, this is what I wore to church this morning. But I also had a sweater on top of it, so all you could see was the collar. And
well, you had to wear a sweater after this morning.
And a shirt,
swear.
And a T-shirt, and a jacket, and a hoodie.
But I noticed...
It was 28 degrees when we set up church on the square this morning.
Yeah. And I noticed you were in your little cubby hole instead of out on the
sidewalk. You got that right.
And smart.
Producer has... I took my privilege of being the producer and called the pastor and said, dude, it's going to be cold Sunday. We're setting up on the cold weather settings.
Yes.
We made Kim stand out there in the cold.
Right. Yes. I got to fill in for Marianne. She called me and said, hey, would you love to stand out in 28-degree weather and play the piano? Absolutely.
You know I'd love it.
So I did, and it was fantastic. I, too, have all my tights on still underneath. I had three layers on and went out and braved the cold. But I would have done just like Jim and taken the right to tuck in the hole if I was the producer of that. For sure.
I'm glad to know that. I thought maybe you had put on a bunch of weight since the last time I saw you.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh, Mark. If I could reach through the phone right now. Nope, I had on five layers, Mark. So no extra weight.
Well, I would.
Y'all hug me because I'm saying.
You better stop. You're digging a pretty deep hole.
Gage says that's enough.
You're going to have to come in for another haircut, and who knows what will happen.
Oh, no. Accidental slip of the scissors.
Yep. Razor's coming out.
You know, I was actually telling James this morning, I said, man, we have got to get Aaron a pair of bib overalls. He needs a pair of bib overalls. I'm telling you, if I was up there, I'd be in my insulated overalls.
Yes, does need a pair of those, Natalie. He really does.
And it's cold, but you know, just to let you know, not to knock you or anything, but I thought it was Marianne there playing. You did awesome.
Listen, that is one heck of a compliment to say that because, I can't fill the Marianne shoe singing and playing, but I was a great B team.
Hey, you did a great job. And, you know, and I didn't, to be honest, I didn't know it was you until he called you back up there. And I was like, that was Kim. Oh, I'm so excited. She's up there playing.
Yes.
So great.
Yes, I did. I got to fill in and it was fun and it was great. Even if it was 28 degrees, it was still fun and good. And so Marianne got a day break and got to enjoy church.
She better not get used to it.
Absolutely not. Nope. Because we're the only ones that we get the breaks, and we just fill in every once in a while. That's the way to do that.
Yeah.
So it was nice. It was good, and it was cold, but it was good.
So about that. Go ahead.
I bet Marianne had the fire turned up and a coffee and. She was enjoying her day.
Now, to give
all of y'all out there on the on Facebook,
we'll be honest and give Marianne a little slack. She wasn't feeling very good, and she was there.
Yes,
and was in her vehicle with the heater running
on because, the front row.
Well, I didn't know that for sure, but I did get part of the group text from her that said, "I just gave my very first ever hallelujah honk."
I did not get that text.
Because I've never done that either, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Never have been in a vehicle for Sunday morning church on the square.
Well, I am so glad she was on there because I'm confessing. I was at home in the living room.
In your jammies.
In my jammies with my coffee. But I was listening to it on the radio because my internet is really slow at my house, and so it kept breaking out. And so I texted Jim during the service, hey, what radio station is that on? And so I had to pull that up. I know. Go ahead, tell me.
No, you did not tell me where you were.
I know. I didn't think that I needed to tell you where I was at.
Wasn't pertinent information.
Well, except we have three different frequencies to hear that on. So
yeah.
I was going, where is she? Is she here wanting to hear it on the square? Is she at home? Is she traveling? So, Well, so I gave you more. You asked me a penny for my thoughts, and I gave you my 2 cents worth.
You did.
Gave you much more than you asked for.
Hey, and that's why we all need a gem in our life. He's full of information.
I know. Absolutely. Well, we'll confess to Gage and I were there, but our kids were tucked up in our bed, covered up with the blanket warmer on. And when I left, I said, I hope Pastor Aaron looks right into the Facebook like he does and says, oh, you suckers laying in the bed, cuddled up warm. And I said, y'all know he's talking about y'all.
That's right. Well, I wasn't in bed, so, I mean, I was tucked in my cover on the recliner. So,
well, it was a place to be.
Yeah, it was.
It was a place to be, minus the behind the piano on the square.
And I was texting Mark in the middle of service.
Well, he was good enough to respond, because I'm so bad. If I'm anywhere doing a task, I just ignore my phone completely, and you would get nothing from me. Sorry for everybody that I've done that to, but it's amazing that Jim responded.
Yeah.
That was good. Way to go, Jim.
Well, it took about 10 minutes.
It did take a little bit, but I thought, well, when Aaron, he waited till he, you know, the right moment, see. Yeah.
No, it was just when I got a chance to look at my phone. You probably realize when we're doing Church on the Square, we're broadcasting live on Facebook, because I believe Miss Sonia does that from her little phone out in the street. And I have a computer that I set up so that I can stream the audio to the church app and to the church website. And we also feed the audio from there to the radio station. And so I'm monitoring all of that I'm doing, monitoring to the radio stations to make sure it got in. And I'm recording it all at the same time and running live sound. So we had to get kind of past the song service before I could pick up my phone and answer your question.
And so really, that's what I thought, oh, when Aaron went to preach, and then that's when he had
a chance. Go,
yeah.
For
yeah.
a second there.
Yeah,
so,
break. Don't worry. I wasn't secretly wanting to hit you or anything like that for not responding. I was understanding that.
Which also is a reminder, if you've missed the service, not only can you go watch it on Facebook, you can go to the church website and listen to the entire service recorded in real good audio quality, not Facebook audio quality.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
That's right. At
cornerstonewheeler.com, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Every Sunday after church, I do that before I leave. So usually by 12:30 every Sunday, this morning's message is online. If you miss it, you can go get it, listen to it, download it, whatever you want to do.
All right.
Part of the services we provide.
And we thank you for that.
Very.
That Jim provides.
Yes. He said we generously, but really.
You know, the
it's
we, the
Jim.
Me we, or the you we?
Yes.
Or the wee wee.
Or the wee wee. That's a you we.
That's me and that mouse in my pocket, is what my mother would say. So.
Gosh, yeah.
Well, Mark, what you been up to?
So I think we need to move this conversation just a little. And
I was thinking the same thing.
I wanted to ask him and Gage, you know, DV, is it DV6? What is that? DV8? What's the name of your,
DV8.
DV8. Give us an upgrade on that. We hadn't heard from you in a good while. Tell us what's going on.
All right. Well, DV8 is resuming this Wednesday, the 19th, and we are excited to be back for the new year. We'll go into our spring semester, and we are excited because we are going back to the beginning. And Mark, I think not too gosh awful long, when Gage and I first started doing youth pastoring, we got on the radio with you and we talked a lot about when we started doing life skills. And so we are headed back to the beginning, and we are going to use this semester for life skills with the young people. And so we're excited. We're going to get back to it. We've got service projects and life skills and regular Wednesday, but we're going to just mix them all up. That way the kids never know what they're getting when they show up. So they'll either get a service project, a life skill and experience, or just a regular Wednesday message, you know, worship message and games and fun. So we've got a good semester coming up. We're excited about it.
Well, and you know what? For all of our listeners out there, I didn't really go into who we have. We actually have Kim and Gage Angeli, and I did introduce them that way. But they are our youth pastors here at Cornerstone Church. And what age group actually, because it's not like your typical youth group, is it? So what age group do you have in your youth group, Gage?
Yeah, sorry. We do from 6th grade through 12th grade. And we have a large group, and we get together every Wednesday down at our DVA youth building on the square. And we have a large group of, like I said, all the way from 6th grade all the way to seniors.
Mm-hmm. And so if their parents don't go to Cornerstone, do you still have kids that come that don't go to Cornerstone, their parents don't come to Cornerstone, but, or even don't go to church to Cornerstone, but they still want to come to your youth group? Do you have any kids like that, or do you welcome those kind of kids?
Oh gosh, yeah, absolutely. We kind of just consider this a community youth group. We have kids that go to all different churches here in town, of course, some with Cornerstone, and then we have some that maybe, you know, aren't going anywhere. But we hope for any 6th to 12th grade kid who wants to get involved in a group and have, you know, make a group of friends, Christ-minded, Christ-like friends, and learn about Jesus. That's what we want to do. You know, 6th to 12th grade, doesn't matter where you're from. We have them from the surrounding communities even. So we rent a bus or a van over to Shamrock and pick up there every Wednesday. And so it stops off at the gazebo there in Shamrock between by Mankin, Radio Shack, or Verizon.
That's known as Irish Village.
There we go. Yep. We stop off at the Irish Village. And so we usually park there about 5:05, and we drive off from there at 5:15, and they're back here, and then we deliver them back over there. So there's really, a good opportunity, even if your folks don't come, or maybe they come on Sundays and not on Wednesdays. We'll still come grab you and get you over here.
So if they just show up in the parking lot at the Irish Village, what they just say, hey, I want to come to youth. Can I come to youth? And they can just jump on the van and come over?
Absolutely. We, like I said, we run that every day. We're pretty prompt on wanting to leave by 5:15 so we can get back over here in time for the meal and things like that. And we are usually loaded up and headed back that way by 7:30-ish, mm-hmm. You know, back home, headed back towards Shamrock. And we, again, anytime anyone needs a ride or anything like that, we would.
And we have to say, too, when we say we, it's a wee-wee.
Yeah.
Gage and I have so many great volunteers and helpers there with youth. There is probably 8 adults all together that work down there almost every Wednesday. And they do anything from driving the vans to picking up food to greeting the young people as they come in the door, opening service and prayer, message. So we have a great group of volunteers that serve with us every Wednesday and would not be able to do anything that Deviate does without all of that Deviate team. So wee-wee for sure.
The wee-wee, yeah. And so, okay, tell me again, what time does youth start?
So youth starts at 5:30. The doors open at 5. And honestly, we're usually there by 4:30 because kids are usually standing out front. They want to get in there and hang out and have a snack. We have games and, you know, PS4 and a pool table and a foosball. And so they're ready to go in. And so we are 100% doors open by 5. Youth starts at 5:30 and it's over at 7:30.
Now, with it being that early, do you guys usually provide food, or is there any meal or anything like that that you do for the kids?
Yes, absolutely. We have a meal every Wednesday. It varies on different things. We're blessed with an awesome church and community that supports us, that we're able to feed those kids every week. And again, we have pizza. We have different options. And again, we try to keep them guessing on that deal, too. And
yeah, McDonald's,
yeah,
Taco
Bell. Yeah, it works out really well. And to where we just need you to show up. It's all we need.
That's awesome. So, you had talked about life skills, and I was actually thinking about that because I think y'all are like the coolest people ever, especially, you know, when we had our Two Turtle Doves had had a breakfast and you guys had your youth come and serve, and you had, you know, you two, Gage and Kim, and then you had your other volunteers, adult volunteers come. But one thing that I noticed that really stood out to me is I saw the male volunteer sponsors teaching the other men how to treat other women or women, opening doors, you know, and so that was one thing that I really just really stuck out to me. And so Gage, I was just going to ask you that. I know just from your kids that you teach your own kids that, because they have those manners. And so is that just something that you felt like you needed to, or is it just because, you know, that's just something that kids need to learn, or where do you think that kind of came from?
I don't know if you want to call it old school or anything else. It was a need that Kim and I, we've talked about several times, and just to society today, it's such a busy world that so many things are overlooked that we just thought that there was a need for that, just the common respect and courtesy for each other, on how to greet each other and manners. And we get so busy at speaking our own self, we try to prepare our kids for so many big things with as advanced and so many things going on in the world today that lots of times it's overlooked. The small things that I can just go back to as a kid, as I was taught from little bitty, and it's easily overlooked. I think a lot of times unintentional, but it's just overlooked. And that's just the life skills that we want to help teach these kids to. That's just, I don't think there's ever been a bad response or anything's happened bad from a yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. Just how to respect each other. Yeah. I mean, respect is a huge thing that we.
Yeah, we love to emphasize that, just because I think any time that a young person could have, that's just a leg up in this world on respect. Not only, I mean, not that it might get you any further down the road than, you know, whatever else. It might not get you further down the road. But what it does is it just, I think Jesus tells us to love people and to love them well. And above all else, just to love. And so, you know, in our world and through our family, what better way to love people and serve people than respectfully? And so, you know, we think that's a huge thing. So we always emphasize that, no matter what life skill or where we're at or what we're teaching. That's kind of number one on our, and they know it. It's really cool because, you know, it's a culture that's been created down there. And they know it. And then we get new younger people in for sixth grade, you know, their first year. And it doesn't take long for them to figure out that you will be doing, you know, they pick up on it. And it is the thing that we love to see, that they're kind of discipling each other in that area. So
what kind of comments do you get from parents? And I'm especially talking about parents that may not attend Cornerstone Church, but parents from outside that community.
As far as, like, if it's about life skills, if that's what you're asking, exactly, when it comes to life skills, whether it's a person in our church or not, they love this because it's just something that is... It's just not, even within our schools, you know, we used to have home economics and things like that. And due to state regulation, we've had to move that out and other things, in. But adults in general and as a whole love this and love this. You know, they back us and they have nothing but great things to say about young people learning, like Gage said, old school ways. And so, we've had very, you know, very positive response in that aspect, in any kind of life skills.
Right. So kind of, I get the idea that kind of the underpinning of what you're doing is this kind of a, I'd call it a culture of respect. But what's some other things you do when you talk about life skills?
Well, so our first life skill, we're not announcing what it will be, just so that, but one of our first ones that will come up will be ironing, laundry, and sewing. And so we're excited about that. I mean, you know, it's one of those things, and we've visited, I think, with Mark about this before, but honestly, like Gage said, it's not, this isn't directed towards anybody that's failing to teach their kids this. This began with Gage and I, and we saw deficiencies in our own kids, and we were thinking, what the heck? They don't know how to do this or do that, and we just get caught up in teaching them so many other things. Then we recognized they couldn't do some of the simple tasks that we just took for granted. And so this birthed out of a deficiency of our own children. And then when we did it in the beginning, probably 3 years ago, when we did it the first time, it was a huge hit. And the kids learned a lot. The parents loved it. People within our church here at Cornerstone stepped up and were so excited to help. We had, like, for instance, for the laundry, sewing, and ironing one, we had women and ironing boards and irons coming out of the woodworks. I bet we had probably 7 or 8 ironing stations up there, and there was a woman with her ironing board camped out in every corner of our youth building, and the kids learned how to iron. I'm super excited to tell you one of the things, one of my most favorite things on the to-do this semester. And it's new. We didn't do it the first time, but the ironing will go hand in hand. It will be a needed skill because one of the things I'm most excited is we're going to have them apply for a job.
Oh, I like it.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. So we have partnered with some of the community business owners in town, and we are going to have these young people apply for a job. And we want feedback, good, bad, and ugly, so that we can get better. Not so that we can criticize, but so that we can see where we need to get better and what we need to do better. So,
I'm sorry. I don't understand how learning to iron helps you apply for a job.
Well, it does. Jim, you must look nice when you go apply for a job.
Okay,
you have a leg up.
I don't. I'm no 60 wrinkles. Years old, and I don't know how to iron, dear.
Well, okay.
I heard that there was some ladies that were requesting the pastor that they have one of these courses for their husbands.
For the adults.
Well, let me just, full disclosure and confession time, if ironing gets done at our house, Gage does it. I am not.
You are the man.
Wow.
Legitimately, he is the man. I mean, it may have began because years and years and years ago, he wanted his jeans to look nice when we went out, but it has served and continued on for all these years. And, you know, I just kind of felt like, gosh, he's so darn good at it. I didn't want to rob that opportunity from him.
Yeah.
And so I just never learned.
I never knew ironing was a spiritual gift. It is at the Angeli household.
Safe to say that Gage will be teaching this portion of the life skills.
He will definitely be a hands-on, right?
Absolutely. I've never heard anybody say, oh, you're way too unwrinkled. Or you will never hear that comment at a job interview. And again, as I can speak for myself as an older generation, and I know everything is done online, and turnabout's fair play. These kids ought to be teaching us stuff on our phone or things like that where we look at them like, I can't believe you don't know this. It's the same way when they're looking at us, like, I can't believe you don't know how to apply for a job online.
Yeah.
But in the same respect, mm-hmm. I want to be, great, you're going to get that point. But at some time, you're going to walk in face-to-face with somebody, and you need to know how to communicate respectfully, positively and
look sharp doing
and
it.
Look sharp doing it. And so
and don't look like you just pulled your clothes out of the laundry basket.
Yeah, right? Don't look like I am on the radio tonight
or me.
All I've got to say about this is go Gage.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, Gage, I'll have to tell you, I iron my shirts, and that's why Annette says they look so bad.
It's because you iron them? Well, Kim's giving me more credit than it probably should be. I am a huge advocate of shop local, support local. So there are several nice cleaners that do an outstanding job.
For a very low price.
Yes.
This is very true.
I'm just a firm believer in permanent press or polyester, you know, those things that don't require ironing.
So. Wrinkle-free garments.
Yes, that's right. Now, I know that's not good for our cotton farmers around here, and I'll confess that.
But it is
so I want to tell you one of the great pleasures in my life was I got to teach my 12-year-old granddaughter how to drive. And she's 15 now, hadn't had a wreck yet. And you know, that was something that we really bonded with, and we kept it secret for a long time that what I was doing. From her mother, and it was quite a shock for her mother to drive up to pick her up one evening and for her to be under the wheel.
Mark, are you talking about Avery?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Avery.
Is her birthday today?
I think it was yesterday.
It's the 12th.
The 12th. Avery has joined us for our youth group many times and has gone, I believe, to a camp with us, at least one camp, and a glamping trip. That was a girls' camping trip that was glamorous. Anyhow, Avery's gone with us, and she is an absolute joy, and she's all the way in Canadian. So
she enjoys it.
Well, we enjoy her for sure, so happy birthday to her.
All right.
Well, so we are talking about all these life skills and these things that you guys, and I just see a really big passion come out from you guys for young people. And so tell me how it came about that you guys ended up being youth pastors here at the church.
That is we still don't know.
we're not
sure yet on how it has as I'm sure most people that are listening, it is our life is our kids, and so we have, with having three kids, we've kind of grown along with them as far as nursery, and then you do the small kids, and then your Jam City, and then before you know it, now we've got almost three teenagers. Yeah. So we have moved to the youth deal, and again, just wanting to, most of our passion and stuff like that are seeing stuff that we are lacking in our kids that we want to help others with, or a need that needs to be filled, or being relative to where they're at in their life and being able to.
I definitely think we're just, we are called to the people around us at the, you know, and when Gage and I and our kids got to a certain age, it didn't look like we were going to have much of a youth group for a stint. And in being involved in, of course, our kids' lives, but in every other young person around, we couldn't do that because we wanted them to be involved in a group and get to have the opportunity to be together every Wednesday and learn about Jesus. And so, honestly, for me, I think back when I was 6th to 12th grade in that range. And one of the biggest and best helps to me would have been a youth group and surrounded by people that knew Jesus and were chasing him and wanted me to know him too. And so it has been on my heart from day one. When we started having children, it was like they have to be involved in church. They have to have a church family, and they need to know the word. And so it's a passion of mine that all young people would know that God loves them and that they would know that word, you know, be able to have some tools to battle this life with. So
that's great. Well, we're glad that you guys have stepped up, because I can definitely see the passion and the love for the kids coming out of both of you guys. And with that being said, as your kids come, are you seeing these kids just really responding to you guys and to the Word and to Jesus and to the Spirit? Are you seeing that in your youth group?
I definitely think that we can see God at work in all of these young people. It's such a cool thing to watch as their eyes start to open and they start to learn more about God and who He is and how He loves them and who He says they are. We definitely have seen young people respond to that, and it just gives them a place to be involved with, whether their families are at church or not. And so we've seen it. We have seen them respond. Of course, we're mid-year now. And so, you know, if you had asked me this question at the end of July, I would have things to pop right off after coming out of camp, you know.
Well, and that's what I was thinking, because I was able to witness, yes, some of the camp things that went on.
Yeah, just phenomenal. I mean, when you can, and I think, whether you're young or old, we all should just set time apart to get with God alone and not have any distractions of the world and of your phone and technology and just things that are going on, whether it's in your home, your family life. And so you can set apart and just go spend a week with God. And you got to witness a lot of that. It was just so cool to see God move, and not just in the young people, in my life. I mean, in Gage's life, we just, it's always transforming. And so, you know, we are still seeing it, and we're looking forward to camp is coming up again. And so we'll start talking more about camp, shortly. We're working on going ahead and start push that out so that we can get it on their calendars. They can get enrolled and get signed up and set that week aside. And so we're excited. We're looking forward to it again.
It is. But it also is, it's just that weekly, I just speak from experience. Everybody's busy. It's a busy world.
Yes.
And so I catch myself, or we catch ourselves, oh, it's busy. We're going to plan it. And then, oh, we're going to make sure and be there Wednesday. And to be honest, there's some Wednesdays you're like, okay, we don't know what our house looks like. We're ball gaming, or we're at a stock show, or in the barn, or doing all this stuff. And then, when we get there, we see that, and we see kids that we hadn't seen. And it just takes one of them will ask one question, or one of them will bring a friend, mm-hmm, that they hadn't brought yet. And man, that just reaffirms why we're there. And I want to really thank the parents that take the time to drop them off, or encourage them to go, or make them go. I don't care, because it is easy to stay at home in your pajamas and not come, or, you know, have a week where a day where you're not at a basketball game, or at a school function, or a practice, or something like that. But
they make it a priority
just weekly, that that the kids are there, I'd speak for myself, that that's when I get excited, when I do see them there, and that I'm glad that I came, and glad that they came. And again, want to thank the parents, grandparents, friends, whoever, that are encouraging these kids to get there, to bring somebody, to just present the opportunity for them to be there.
And I was going to say, one of the cooler things that I saw last semester, and we kind of had a turnover. We had a bunch of older kids in the high school range the year before, and then they graduated, and many of them moved on, you know, on to the next thing, whether it's within the church or wherever, but they went past 12th grade. Anyhow, and so this beginning of this year, we had a lot of younger ones come in, and we kind of had a turnover, and, you know, probably 70% of the group is 6th to 9th grade now. And so, anyhow, one of the cooler things that I saw is we kind of got them fired up about in bringing a Bible. Now, because I'm an old school person, you know, I'm like, I love the real physical Bible that you can hold and you can mark on. And so I always encourage that. But we've had many of them start bringing Bibles and journals, which has, it's taken a little bit in the years that we've been here, but they are doing it and they're taking notes. And I love that. And then we've gotten them all to download the Bible app on their phone, YouVersion Bible app. And so all of us are connected on that social network, which is way cool. And they are creating verses and they are reading plans with us, and they've learned to highlight things in the YouVersion app. And so whether it's an actual physical Bible, which is my preference, but or the app, the YouVersion app, they're getting their phones out. They're doing that. They're getting their Bibles out. And it's been, I'm excited to see that because, you know, you can show up on Wednesday and that's great. But if you show up and you remember to grab your Bible and your spiral, or you open up your YouVersion and you've got your spiral, it's just really cool to see the hunger that is showing up in these young people. And I personally believe that we are just right on the edge of honestly seeing an outpouring of young people and the church alike. Like, I think we are seeing it. I think we're seeing so many people just have a fire starting to get to know God and more about Him and His Word. And so I'm excited about that. Very excited.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
Well, so tell me again, now what would you suggest if someone really, if they don't, they're not really connected with us, how can they get plugged in with you guys so that they can start coming to the group? What is one thing that they could do to reach out? What is one way that they can get connected with you guys?
Well, of course, you know, you gave the Cornerstone website, and they can always go there and find us there. We are on Facebook as Deviate Youth. And we're on Instagram as Youth Deviate because that's how the only one that was. So we just flopped it. It was available.
Now, just to be clear,
yes,
that is the letter D, the letter V, and the number 8.
Yes.
It means deviate,
yes,
but it is 3 characters.
Just, yes. Thank you for that. Yeah, it is. Deviate, 3 characters. Deviate Youth on Facebook, Youth Deviate on Instagram. We try to run every avenue to be connected with them. Of course, we're glad to give anybody our cell phone numbers. It's not that hard to find. And so any way we can connect with these young people and get them involved, we'd love that. So, but you can certainly connect there on Messenger, Instagram, direct, and find us there.
All right. That's great.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, you know, I was thinking about the service. Was that not an amazing service this morning?
So good.
The move of God in that place. And, you know, one of the things that he talked about is that we're not to fear a thing. And that's what I kept hearing this morning is don't fear a thing. Even though I was on my recliner, I even took notes here, see. And it says, do not fear a thing. And so, when you're up there, I'm just curious, and you may not want to answer this, but when you're up there playing and you're in there, are
Jim?
Yeah, Jim.
Are you going to ask me if I have any fear? Is that what you're going to ask me, Natalie?
Actually, no, but is there something that you need to be confessing here that we need to know about? But, you know, because, I mean, are you experiencing, you know, like, because you're playing that music, that we're experiencing the move of the Holy Spirit, and are you moving in that? I mean, obviously you have to be as you're playing those notes, and as we're singing, and Aaron is praying and confessing the word and those things. That's really where I was going with that.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that the Holy Spirit is present because if you were there with the producer tucked in his hole because it was freezing, it's one of those things that, obviously we're moving and operating in the Holy Spirit at any rate, because none of that would even happen to begin with without him there. I never not get up there and think, I cannot do this. And I think that's probably a very true statement, but God never fails me. And so the Holy Spirit always shows up and somehow, he does it. But yeah, it's really cool to get to be a part of that. When you see that the Holy Spirit is moving around and, working in people's lives. I visited with a woman after service today, and, she blessed me by just saying that, she got ministered to and she was really moved. And that is just really cool to get to be a part of it. I mean, it's unbelievable, honestly, that it's just unbelievable that, that he would choose us to be a part of that at all.
And you know that you say that, that just brings up is, you know, as we're going into where you said you and I agree with you, we feel like there's really going to be a pour out, more of a pouring out of the the Spirit, and the more of the young people to come, and more
revival
of it,
is I mean, just it is. I believe it's imminent right now.
And that he picked us for this time.
Yeah,
he picked you, Gage. He picked you, Kim. You, Jim. You, Mark. You know, he picked us for this time to come into. And oh, what a place I think where you guys are with the youth, that that you can catch them, that you guys, that to me, that's like one of the most important jobs that we can have, is catch them at that age, and not to put any pressure on you.
It does. And you know, what did Aaron say a couple of weeks ago? And Jim may know, like he gave some statistic of ever how if people come to the Lord, come to salvation, and it's like a just a crazy percentage.
It was like 85%.
Yeah, between the youth age that we have. And, you know, honestly, that's just unbelievable. And that we're here and getting to be a part at all, and that that he would choose us, because we're just the most unlikely folk for it. But at any rate, it's a blessing to get to be involved with it completely. And honestly, I was talking to Sonia, not too long ago, and that's a place that I can run away from. I mean, confession time, I can run away from that place real fast. Like, this is just what I'm doing, you know, and not that God really chose me for that time. And so I'll run up there, and then I'll run back a little bit and run up there. And so it's an area that I struggle in going, that God called me to this place at this time. And I mean, just being fully honest, I run up there like a crazy lady, and then I think, like maybe you got it wrong, Lord, but no, obviously he didn't. And of course we're surrounded with people that just encourage us and constantly remind us that we are chosen and called, and thank God for those people.
I'm telling you, we are thankful for the Angelus for sure. And I love the fact that you guys are a team, that you guys work together, and that, we have the female side and we have the male side that can come together and minister to our kids the way that you guys do, you know, especially like what you were saying, Gage, bringing in that old school. I'm an old school kind of girl. I like that old school stuff. And I just, that's what I love so much about you guys, is you guys work really well together. You guys make a really good team, and we appreciate you guys for what you do.
Well, so. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
That's great. Gage often thinks, we'll visit, and like you saying, such an important role he plays, just to be in a male leadership role with these young people. And oftentimes he'll cheat himself and say, oh, you know, what could I bring to the table? He has so many things that he brings for these young people. And, it's natural to him. So he doesn't think it's gifts from, you know, just gifting of God.
Well, and that's just who he is.
It is.
Yes.
It is. And so he's amazing with all of them. But I really think, one day the young men are going to be so blessed and just come back and be like, wow, man, you know?
I think so.
Yeah.
They need to see, those young people need to see what men of God look like. Yes. and how they, you know, I'm sitting here picturing you, Gage, in that green cowboy hat and those green socks. And did you have green shoes?
Probably.
I mean, walking around in the green gear for camp and just leading those kids on in that group. And I thought, well, how great is that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we have the, honestly, in our youth leadership, we have the most manly men, I think is how I would say it. We have the most manly group of men. And yet there's nothing they won't do for those kids. And so,
yeah,
sure, just green out, spray paint all of your good straw hats green and run outside and just act like a wild person with these young people. But anyhow, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Well, Kim, Gage, are y'all at liberty to share with our audience who some of your helpers are with the youth?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they are, but they're not going to say
yes,
anything.
They are.
That's right.
We do. We have some. We are blessed with some wonderful help, and we have Bobby and Chantel Ford that are faithful. They're there every week, and if I'm honest with you, Kim and Chantel, they put endless hours in this and preparing and working through things and getting this stuff together, and lots of times Bobby and I fall short on doing the regular man thing and show up and be like, okay, now what we need to do 30 minutes before. We're trying to grow past that, but Bobby and Chantel,
Greg and Gwen Gibson,
yes,
are faithful every Wednesday. They're actually they're going to run the vans this week, so woo, thank you, Gwen and Greg. Kelly and Leslie Timmons now are helping faithfully every Wednesday, and Melissa Hunt helps every Wednesday. So we have,
that's just a few that we have. I mean, it's all the time phone calls. What can we pick up? What
yes.
can we do? What?
Yeah, we have Women of the Church. Valerie Reeves cooks for us quite often and feeds all of them, and so it would be impossible to name.
Well,
all of
I know
them.
That's a risk when I do
I
that,
know,
but y'all have mentioned several times how much you appreciate your team of supporters over
we
there.
Do.
So thought we might as well give some of them a shout out.
Definitely, so, yeah. Definitely that group we want to, and I'm thankful that you gave us the opportunity to do that, because it doesn't happen without them. It does not happen without them. So fantastic. They're good. I mean, we couldn't, and we didn't go hunt them up. It wasn't like we went and like begged people. It just, I mean, these people just have a heart for young people too, and came to us and wanted to serve in this area. And, you know, God just placed them all perfectly. And so, and Bobby and Chantel have been with us at the end of the first life skill round, which is almost 2.5 years ago. And so they've been with us the longest, and then and Greg and Gwen, and then we've just recently had more people join, so it's really cool.
I've heard it said many times by a pastor that God doesn't call the equipped, but he always equips those he calls.
Amen.
And I believe goodness. Y'all have an example there that all you got to do is be faithful to God, and
just
he'll equip
yes.
you. Gee, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? I can hear our pastor saying that. Just say yes to God.
Just say yes.
That's right.
And that is exactly how we got here. We just said yes.
Oh, man.
And don't we? I mean, we always, always, always want to tell God yes. Sometimes I think, oh, no, but yes.
Most often God speaks to us through some of his people, and I wouldn't be sitting in this chair if I didn't tell that pastor yes one day. So.
There you go. Yeah. That's right. Just say yes to God.
That's right.
Just keep saying yes.
Well, you know, you saw on Facebook where I said, hey, if you had any questions for Kim and Gage, to let us know. And I'm glad. Well, I'm not glad, but I'm sad to say that I didn't have any questions. I sure wanted to put you guys on the spot tonight. And
that's
so,
me wiping the sweat off my forehead.
So no questions for you guys. But we do want to hear from you guys out there that are listening. We do have a webpage that is sundaynightlive.org. And while you're there, you can actually link to Cornerstone Church website from there. And any also to our Facebook page, but also to any of our past episodes. They're now, since we have Jim, you know, he takes care of us and puts all that on the website for us. And so you can go back and listen. So you guys can go back and listen after tonight. And
this will be on before I leave tonight. So
Yeah. So we have those options. But if you're out there and we really would like to hear from you, if anything that we have shared on the radio, whether it's this show or any show in the past, we really want to hear from you and hear, you know, if it's blessed you in any way or if God is doing anything in your life. And or if you have something that you want to share that you want for us to have on the radio, go to our web page and my email address is on there. Shoot us an email and we'll get with you. And me and Mark will be glad to talk to you and find out. But we'd love to hear from people. Go on our Facebook page and you can like our page and we'll be able to know who we're going to have on our shows. So Mark, are you still there with us?
I noticed.
Maybe he's trying to get a word in edgewise.
I know. I'm going to say,
I did notice, though, when you said the Facebook page, I noticed that I don't know how soon or how recent that had come up, but I noticed it. And so I went and liked it. And so now it's rolling up in my feed and I'm seeing that. And I'm really thankful for that. I'm really glad there's a Facebook page. And there may have always been. I don't know. But I just noticed it not, you know, a month ago or something. And so I love that it's out there. That's cool.
Yes, we actually started that probably about a month ago. So it is a newer thing out there. So, but we like to put on there who we're going to have for our guest for the next week. So if you'd like to know ahead of time, go in there and check our Facebook page and we'll announce who's on there and just some different things that we have going on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I really love it.
Yeah, and so we just really want to encourage you guys out there, get your kids in the good youth program. Even if it's not with Cornerstone Youth, reach out to your area and find a good church and find a good youth group that we can get that word into our kids.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that seed has to be planted and it needs at any time. And again, if it's not ours, we don't care. Anywhere you can take those kids, if it's once a month or every week or any time, just try to get them somewhere, encourage them to go. For one, it's a wonderful social atmosphere for them to get with like-minded and they can enjoy and visit and everything else, but just the opportunity for that seed to be planted that they're going to carry on throughout life and learn how to prepare for battle that the world's going to put in front of you, that, you know, that the Lord's behind you and that we are going to make mistakes, but there's nothing that's going to ever turn him away from you. And so again, any youth group, we'd love to have you at ours or just anything that you can get kids involved in, your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, nephews, or just your neighbor kids. Just encourage that, because it is, from my experience, you know, that's where my major seed was planted, you know, to carry that just.
It was there.
Absolutely.
To grow. And so, and then along their life, that people come along and they water that seed.
Yep.
Into them. And so I just want to also, if you would like to have your children a part of Cornerstone Youth Group, we also do have an adult program here at Cornerstone Church at 5:30. So they can drop the kids off at the youth center. Then they can come to a Cornerstone Church. And when we're done, you can go pick your kids up. And so we also want to invite you to that as well. We're about to be starting our marriage series.
It looks good. Are you going to record it live or something so we can go back and watch?
Oh, that's a Jim question. I don't know.
Jim, we're going to be busy on Wednesdays, so we would love to be able to keep up with that.
But anyway,
I'll let you know.
But we just really want to encourage you. And so we only have just a little bit of time, but could I get one of you to just pray for our youth before we close out our program tonight?
I sure will. Dear Lord, thank you for the opportunity tonight to be here and to speak. But again, I lift up the youth of our community, of our state, of our country, of the world. They are who's going to lead us into glory, and it is going to be just an awesome blessing. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Good night, everybody.
And we'll be back next week, same time, same station. I hope you're here.